My topic is motivation for life. I was thinking that sometimes we are creating our life with some challenges. And that's part of the game I'm playing. And I was thinking of my mother. She was almost 80 years old when my father passed away. And she said, I have no motivation anymore for life. I cared for him. I did so much for him. And we were together all these years. I want to go too. And I said, hey, Mansa, if you want really to leave, you know how to do it. It's a cause and effect. And you put the cause in motion and you can go. But she thought it over, and so she lived 10 happy years doing things she sometimes could not do while my father was living. Because she loved music, she loved going to concerts, she loved going to the theater, she loved reading. And although she did her reading while he was watching television or pretending watching television, because he loved to meditate. So the last 10 years, she lived a happy life, motivated by what she really liked to do. Well, that's what life is all about, creating my life and being motivated from within. I've seen quite some interesting cases in life, watching people with great challenges and how they motivated and came through the challenges in an amazing way. There is Lisa. She's a lady, she's driving on the freeway, her car, all happily. As she suddenly recognizes a blackout in her sight, she could just not see anything anymore. And it was a very short time, but it frightened her quite a bit. But instead of taking care of it, she just let it go and didn't even speak about it. So after a couple of weeks, it happened once more. And she found herself in a challenge with other cars, but she could put herself aside. And she called her husband, who brought her instantly to the eye doctor, to the optometrist. And they checked her eyes and they found out that she, from 20/20, was losing her sight. And she lost her sight in a few months, almost totally. All what she could still see was a big heap of snow. So she was a very active lady. She was a lady who had some responsibility in her work. So she said, what I'm going to do. But she felt very depressed. And she almost never wanted to go out of her bed. Until her husband collapsed. And he had an emergency bypass. Well, she believed in prayer. But instead of praying for herself, she prayed for her husband, who was for 1 year almost not able to speak. And after 1 year, he recuperated totally. He was healed totally. But she still couldn't see. So her husband was thinking, that's not the way to go. Let's do something with this lady. So he bought her a little box of painting, colors for kids to paint. And she was so angry that for the first time in all their marriage life, she really shouted at him and thought he was fooling her. But then she thought, well, let's feel this box and let's go about what it is all about. So she started to distinguish colors. And she had in her mind kind of a picture of 4 jars of glass. And she realized that she had pictures in her mind, and these pictures she then started to draw. And her husband realized, well, she's doing fine. So he bought her another box of colors, but this time not for children, but for adults. And everything which she then finally painted or designed, she had as a clear picture in her mind. She started to paint and making beautiful pictures, images, which she finally brought to expositions, first to street expositions, and finally to great expositions, and finally they came to museums. And she enjoyed her work. She enjoyed painting. Then with that money which she earned, she went to form an organization for blind children. And she started to have a responsible job in this organization. And her life started to be motivated and blooming in an outstanding way. But this was not all. After she had reached that point, she and her husband, they bought a room and breakfast. And she had a lot of people coming there, some who were healthy, wealthy, had everything going. Some had challenges even worse than her. But she found out that life is worth living when you motivate yourself from within. And since then, she is living a fulfilled life, and she knows that life is an adventure when you motivate yourself and you know that all is in within. It doesn't matter if she couldn't see, if her physical eyes were not usable, but her inner light, her inner eye was clear. And it showed in her paintings, in her designs, in the responsibility of the works she took over. Life is fun when I know how to motivate myself from within. I love you.